one of the reasons that we start Slichos tonight, this is the shortest time for Slichos possible, 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. So there are compensations for the fact that Rosh Hashanah falls on Thursday and we have 3 days in a row. At least this way we have the shortest amount of Slichos. The reason that you always start Slichos on a Sunday, Motzei Shabbos, and always a minimum of 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. If Rosh Hashanah would have fallen on Monday or Tuesday, which is Shaykh, then we would have had Slichos last Motzei Shabbos. 4 days are necessary, and we always start Motzei Shabbos. One of the reasons given for the 4 days is that the motif of Rosh Hashanah is that we are going to offer ourselves as korbanos to the Rabbanu Shel Olam Rosh Hashanah. There are quite a few sources to that. The first is that the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that on every yontif, when we're judged on a certain product, so the purpose is to bring part of that product as a korban, and then the Rabbanu Shel Olam blesses the rest of it. On Pesach, we bring barley as a korban because we're being judged on grain. On Shavuos, we bring 2 loaves of wheat bread because we're being judged on fruit of the tree, and wheat has a connection to that, which not to go into now. On Sukkot, we pour water on the Mizbeach because we're being judged for rainfall. And therefore, it would follow that on Rosh Hashanah, what we should do is bring a portion of our lives, since we're being judged for our very lives, we should bring a portion of our lives as a korban, or bring somebody as a korban. So since it's very difficult to find volunteers, and also it's not very nice to bring part of you as a korban, so the Rabbanu Shem gave us a way of doing that that's very painless. And that's called Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, that we give ourselves over, submit ourselves totally to the Rabbanu Shel Olam by saying Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. And therefore the Medrash says clearly that on all Yomim Tovim it says V'hikraftim Ola, that you should offer up a burnt offering to Hashem. And on Rosh Hashanah it says Va'asisem Ola, which can also mean you make yourself an Ola. So here again, the idea of Rosh Hashanah is to bring yourself as a korban to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And even more than that, what does Rosh Hashanah represent? What happened on Rosh Hashanah aside from the creation of man? Something else historically happened on Rosh Hashanah, and that was Akedas Yitzchak. And Akedas Yitzchak is the closest we ever came to a human sacrifice sanctioned by the Rabbanu Shel Olam. So all of these things point to the fact that the avoda of Rosh Hashanah is give yourself over to the Rabbanu Shel Olam as a korban. And therefore, a korban, certain korbanos, before they were brought, had to be inspected 4 days beforehand for blemishes, for mumim. So every day you inspected it again and again to make sure it didn't have any blemish. So since we are going to offer ourselves as korbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, so we need 4 days of slichos to assure that we're blemish free, to check ourselves for blemishes. Seemingly that's what it is. There's only one problem. Speaking for myself, maybe it doesn't apply to you, but I don't think I have a chance in the world to come on Rosh Hashanah blemish free because of 4 days of slichos. And the truth is, if I'm going to come to Rosh Hashanah blemish-free because of 4 days of Slichos, what do we need Rosh Hashanah for? What do I need Aseres Yemei Tshuva for, Yom Kippur? I'm already perfect by the time Rosh Hashanah comes. We're hoping that we'll be somewhat blemish-free by Ne'ilah. But 4 days of Slichos is going to make me blemish-free on Rosh Hashanah. In order to understand it, I want to explain this year the following. The Ramban says that in the final tshuva that Klal Yisrael will do after we experience all the tzoras of Golus, the Torah says, according to the Ramban, there's going to be 2 stages. The first stage, Klal Yisrael are going to come and say, Ki ein Elohai bikirbi mitzouni haro sa'elu. They're not going to repent. They're not going to do tshuva. But they're going to realize that the tsaris that they experience come because they didn't do what's right. That the tsaris come not because of coincidence, not because of political or social or economic reasons, but because ki ein elokai bekirbi mitzoni haro so'elu. Because chait, which means chisaron, which means that something's missing, causes blemishes and imperfections in a person in the world and leads to tsaris. And the tsaris that I'm experiencing, Klal Yisrael are going to say, came because we basically abandoned the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then, the second stage is that they'll come to the logical conclusion that if that's the case, and we have all these tsaris and we want to save ourselves from them, so we might as well do tshuva. And then they'll have a real vidui and real tshuva and return to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and then the Ribbono Shel Olam will bring the geula. But after the first stage, what will happen is the Anochi Hastir Hastir Ponai. I won't bring any more tsaris, the Ribbono Shel Olam says. But I'll cover up the geula from them, berachamim, with tremendous mercy. And in that stage already, they'll be ready and set up to be able to do the real tshuva. Just like there is a tahalich, a process for the final tshuva, Klal Yisrael's tshuva, there's a daily tahalich of geula that happens in everybody's life. Yearly tahalich, a daily tahalich, and those are the two brachas of Shmon Esrei. The bracha that deals with the klal geula is a samach dovid avdecha, v'Yerushalayim ircha. But way on early in Shmon Esrei, there's another bracha of Goel Yisrael. Re'eino v'anyeinu. Rashi explains that that's the individual geula. Everybody has their tzaris and their geula that happens either daily or weekly or monthly and on a yearly basis also. And that geula, the individual geula, patterns itself after the klal geula. And just like in the klal geula, there are two stages. One stage where a person realizes that the tzaris he's having, and the fact that his life is not perfect, is because he's imperfect, and because averus lead to tzaris. And then that gives him the incentive to go on and to actually do tshuva, to do something about it. That, I think, is what shlichus is all about. During Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we're supposed to do tshuva. We're supposed to come on Rosh Hashanah and submit ourselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam and then work on ourselves during Aseres Yemei Tshuva and finally culminating with the Geula of Tshuva. Tshuva is also Geula. We say in Yom Kippur all the time, Shuvo Elai Ki Ga'alticha. So Tshuva is a certain kind of redemption. You're redeeming yourself from the throes of Chet. But before we can come to that Tshuva and Geula of Yom Kippur, you first have to have the first stage to realize that things aren't the way they should be. And there's a reason for it. And that, the Rambam says, is what brings a person to do tshuva. The Rambam says, why do we fast and blow chatzotzros, trumpets, and cry out to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the crying out, the Mirian. Rashi says in Gemara Tainis, Mirian is Aneinu Hashem Aneinu. That's called Mirian. It's like crying out with trumpets, only here you cry out with your mouth. And that's mamash what Slichas is. It's how we end the Slichas. Aneinu, Aneinu, Aneinu. What's the purpose of it? To remind us that the tsaris that we're experiencing when you make a fast, you do it because there's some kind of calamity. Or you're remembering a calamity of the past that hasn't yet been corrected, like Churban Beis HaMikdash. Those are the fast days. So when a person fasts and he cries out to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he is making a statement that the tsaris that I'm experiencing are not a coincidence. They're not just happenstance. They came because things aren't right with me, because of my chatoyim. And that, the Rambam says, opens the way to tshuva. It's a pesach to tshuva. You want to do tshuva, first you have to realize there's a reason to do tshuva. And the reason is because things aren't the way they should be. And if you want them the way they should be, then you better do tshuva. Because averus cause tzoros. Could be for that reason, aside from slichos of anenu, many people have the custom to fast the first day of slichos or throughout the days of slichos each day. Because that's the idea. The idea is the same reason the Rambam says we fast and we call out and we blow chatzotzros. And here the chatzotzros are with our mouth. Aneinu, Hashem, aneinu, is to recognize the fact that tzoros come because of chatoim. They're not just coincidental. And if that's the case, then that opens the way to tshuva. It also opens the way to something else. There's a halacha of tefillah. Big machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether tefillah is a mitzvah or not, min haTorah. There's a mitzvah to daven three times a day. But is there a mitzvah from the Torah to daven? The Rambam holds, yeah, there's a mitzvah to daven every single day. How much you daven, what you daven, isn't directed by the Torah. The Rabbanan gave parameters what davening is. That's only rabbinic. But the Iker mitzvah is min haTorah. The Ramban says, no, there's no mitzvah to daven. Davening is a reshus. You want to daven, the Rabbanan gives you permission to daven. You don't have to daven. The Rabbanan came along and said you have to daven when and what. But it's no mitzvah min haTorah to daven. Except, says the Ramban, be'es tzorah. In a time when people are experiencing tzoros, then there's a mitzvah min haTorah to daven to the Rabbanan Shalom. The reason being the same thing. To recognize the fact that the tzoros I have come from the Rabbanan Shalom and I better do something about it. So it's also part of this process that when a person has tzoros, he should realize that tzoros are a result of chet, and he has to do something about it. So daven, cry out to the Rabbanan Shalom, fast, say aneinu. All of that is part of the response to recognizing the fact that tzoros come because of chatoim. We're going to be a korban, we're going to submit ourselves to the Rabbanan Shalom Rosh Hashanah after we have 4 days of slichos, of inspecting ourselves for mumim, not that we're going to inspect ourselves and find that we are blemish-free, just the opposite. The purpose of these 4 days is to recognize that things are not right, that we have tzoros, that we have plenty of blemishes, there's plenty of things where, just pick up a newspaper. I don't know if you want to pick up a newspaper, but look at all the dangers from outside, Iran, Syria, Lebanon. Right, everywhere turn around, somebody else is deciding that if somebody attacks them, they're going to attack us. Right? And with who knows what, it's enough to scare somebody, something's wrong. And then all the gzeiras from inside, all of our good friends in the Knesset that would like to obliterate the Frum Olam, B'nai Torah and Yeshivas from the inside. We're tzoros from everywhere. And that's just the national, right, tzoros. How about the personal tzoros? How many tzoros, how many children locked in cars and Rahman al-Itzlan over the summer, one day after another? How many tzoros of people with machalos? And tzoros of people with financial problems, marital problems? It's all over. So we need at least to come to grips with the fact that everything's not right. The whole year, we think that we just ignore that. You know, okay, there's a lot of tzoros, but, you know, what can I do about it? But we have 4 days now to inspect ourselves and find out that we're not perfect. And the situation isn't perfect. There's a lot of tzoros in the world. There's a lot of tzoros that we have, personally. And it's not coincidental. It's not just happenstance. But it comes because we're not perfect either, and the matzav is not perfect, and we need to do tshuva. And that is the greatest korban. You know, when you talk about an animal, there the animal is supposed to be blemish-free, and then the Rabbanu Shalom likes it. But when you talk about making yourself a korban, it's just the opposite. The Rabbanu Shalom, it says, is different than human beings. Human beings use whole kelim, but the Rabbanu Shalom likes to use broken kelim. Lev nishbar v'nidke, Hashem lo yifaze. The Ribbono Shel Olam loves to use broken kelim, meaning people who have a broken heart. That's the kind of korban the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, not people who come and think they're perfect. So we need 4 days to understand that we have blemishes, and that our blemishes have caused all the tzaras, and therefore gives an incentive to do tshuva. That's shlichus. Shlichus is the aneinu. Shlichus is recognizing that we have tzaras, and that we need to do tshuva. And then comes the second shlav. Once you recognize that the tzaras come because of averus, and you recognize the fact that now you have to give yourself over to the Ribbono Shel Olam with a broken heart, recognizing that you have blemishes. Now you can do something about it. Now comes Aseret Yemei Teshuva, where the Ribbono Shel Olam has that rachamim, and he gives us a chance, he opens the way for us to do tshuva. And that's what we say at the beginning of Slichos. L'cho Hashem atzdoka v'lonu boshes aponim. Should be embarrassed, ashamed of where we're holding. That the matzav, that's a shameful matzav comes because we have to be ashamed personally. Manisonein, manomar, manidaber, umanitzdadok. What can we complain that the tzaras we have if we're the cause of it? Nach besodracheinu v'nach koro v'nashuv eilecha. And therefore it behooves us to check out our lives and see what we can correct, because if we don't correct it, the situation is not going to get better. Ki yemincha pshuta lekabel shovim. Lo b'chesed v'lo b'maisim baner l'fanecha. We're not coming as perfect people with chesed and maisim tovim to, that's how we're going to give ourselves over to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But kedalim u'kiroshim dafak l'asecha. We recognize that we're poor, that we're impoverished, that we're bali mumim, that things are missing, there's something wrong. And if we bang the doors as poor people, as people who need to be corrected, need to be fulfilled, because something's wrong with us, and therefore something's wrong with all the things around us, then it's an eis tzara. Sorry, you have to daven. So we add an extra davening. Shlichos is like an extra davening. We say shlichos at the end of just every davening, we say tachanun. And after shlichos, say tachanun. It's mamish like an extra davening. That extra davening is the davening d'oraisa, the Torah davening be'eis tzara. But you have to recognize there's an eis tzara. That's what shlichos is all about. 4 days of coming to grips with the fact that we're in tzaras. We start on the first day of the week, which is reminiscent of Briyas HaOlam, and the world was created for people who are Mekayim the world, and people who destroy the world. And you have to know where side you're on. Are you from the people who are being Mekayim the world by doing mitzvahs, or people destroying the world by doing averus? And all of us are guilty of the second, and if that's the case, then do something about it. So the way to preface Rosh Hashanah and Aseret Yemei Teshuva is with shlichos, to come to grips the fact that you need tshuva, because not everything is right, and it's not right because we're not right. So Mirtz Hashem, if we start this process, and we at least come through our slichas to say, ki ein Elohai bekir bi mitzauni haro sa'elu, and we need slicha, then we'll be able to start the second stage of that tahalich, to really do tshuva. And the Ribbono Shel Olam then will give us tremendous rachamim and tremendous help through Aseret Yemei Teshuva. And we zochem Yirtzeh Hashem to reach that geula, not only the geula, personal geula, from our averus, the geula of tshuva, but also the geula shleima, a year, Tav Shin Ayin Dal, it'll be the year of Ad Mosai. Till when already Ribbono Shel Olam can't hold out too much more. Right? The world is spiraling into the abyss, and therefore Mashiach has to come. So Mirtz Hashem, if we'll be zocha and do real tshuva, that's Mashiach's not going to come without tshuva. But it says even one kehila, if one kehila does tshuva, the Zohar says they could bring the whole Klal Yisrael to geula. So we have a small kehila. Maybe we have the chance to be that kehila that will do the tshuva that will bring to the geula shleima. A year, a ksiva v'chasima tova, of good for ourselves, our families, the whole yeshuv, for Klal Yisrael, for the whole world. And see, Yirtz Hashem, that all of the tzoris and all of the gzeiris and all of the things will be bottled, because we will be more perfect, the world will be more perfect, ad kedei kach, that the Rebbeinu shall bring the most perfect situation, the v'yaskol tzedek and hayrav yamim.